Well, you're back with Over Coffee, and this is Dot Ken, and I wanted to remind you that you are invited to a party. It is going to be an absolutely great one. You can expect to get a chance to be creative, meet authors, see some cool vintage cars, and play a very different kind of bingo, and I have not even scratched the surface here. It's very family-friendly, and joining me in studio right now are Chris Ramirez, Chief Financial Officer of San Gabriel Valley Pride, and Mitch Brayman, who is San Gabriel Valley Pride Secretary. So, Chris, Mitch, welcome.
Great. Thank you for having us back.
Hi, God. How are you?
It's great to have you back. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
Let's start with the theme of this year's Pride Festival, Pride Is. Tell me how you came up with that, please.
Well, usual brainstorming session with the board, and, of course, all of the myriad ideas come pouring through, and somebody said, I think it was Aaron, actually, our president said, well, you know, Pride Is. And we thought, wow, as a declaratory statement, that would be great. Pride is. It's not going away. It is.
I love that.
That's how we came up with it.
And you actually incorporate that into something that premiered last year, I think. The Big Draw LA, is that going to be back?
Exactly. It'll be back. It's an LA County-wide art experience for communities produced through the LA County Cultural Affairs Office, and the Ryman Arts Center is managing it for them. And our event will bring back the Road to Equality, we call it. It's our, because our theme last year was the Road to Equality. It's made up of tiles that are created by the festival goers, and they paint, draw, etch, whatever they feel describes Pride Is this year, and we will add that to the Road to Equality, and that'll be on display there at the event.
I love that. Last year, I remember that you wound up with what looked like a huge mural, and it was like the Yellow Brick Road, only in rainbow.
Exactly.
Mitch, I'm going to ask you to take me on an imaginary tour right now. It's now September 28th. We are at Memorial Park, which I neglect to say that's where you are this year, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning. What do we see?
You'll see people still setting up. There's a couple areas. Of course, my personal favorite is the Classic Car Show because I've been involved with that since the very beginning. We will be blocking off Holly Street between Royal Parkway and Raymond, right in front of the Senior Center, which is also right at the top of the ramp for the Gold Line station. So it is very Gold Line accessible for people who don't have cars. There will be a couple dozen cars on display there. We'll also have a couple sponsors. I have to say, Zipcar is going to be one of them, who is helping to underwrite the cost to close the street, of course. Then going through the Senior Center, the patio, we'll be having an art show from the Tom of Finland Foundation, as well as wine tasting, which is new this year. That's by Barefoot Wines. During the wine tasting, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will be doing some teaser bingo to give a little taste of what will be happening the following week, which is actually drag queen bingo, which will be in Pasadena. Then the festival itself is going to be in the Memorial Park on the grounds. There will be upwards of 20 to 30 exhibitors, most of which will be community-based. There will be interactive things for both kids and adults, as Chris was mentioning, the Road to Equality, as well as other arts and crafts.
How much fun is that? I'd love to look a little bit closer at each of these. And I'm going to, of course, pick on you for the cars and the motorcycles. So what do we see? Who's bringing what?
Oh, boy. Well, at this point, we have about a dozen people who have pre-registered. The cars are from pre-war, meaning pre-1940. We also have some modern cars this year, including motorcycles, which we've added. Of course, my personal favorite is Marvin, which is going to be my new car that I'm going to be debuting at that show.
No more Trudy, huh?
Trudy might be there also. I just need another driver to get her there and back.
So Marvin is I thought I was seeing a cue to break here. What kind of a car is Marvin?
Okay. Marvin is a 1968 Mercury Park Lane Yachtside, one of only 11 remaining.
Wow. And you say that in one breath, too.
I've been practicing.
Now, last year, I couldn't seem to stop taking pictures of that 100-year-old pie wagon. Any idea of that coming back?
That one won't. However, the owner of that car has three or four Maxwells that he has brought in the past, and he says he's going to be debuting another car, which, again, is going to be not only pre-World War II, it would be pre-World War I. He does drive it.
Ooh. Tell me also a little bit about the motorcycles.
As I mentioned, this year we've added motorcycles. I know there's a 1971 Triumph that is going to be there, and a couple more modern street bikes some people have entered.
But I want to see and get a picture of Marvin, because Trudy was a really photogenic car last year.
She is.
Chris, what about that bingo? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we do a couple times a year, we do a trifecta fundraiser for ourselves, the Pasadena Pride Center, and Pasadena PFLAG. And the three nonprofits benefit from the proceeds that are raised by that drag queen bingo with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
And, of course, PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays.
Yes. And so a week after our event, I believe the date is October 5, at Eden Garden.
Correct.
We'll be doing the trifecta bingo with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to raise funds for those three nonprofits. And if you've never experienced bingo with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence...
You've never experienced bingo.
Yes, you've never experienced a lot. So it's going to be great fun. We call it a teaser because there is no charge. Of course, we ask people to participate in the wine tasting. Barefoot was kind enough to come in as a sponsor and provide the product for that wine tasting. So people can purchase tickets for that wine tasting, $5 each, or $3, $4, $10. So we'll be doing that. And that's on the patio of the Senior Center. It's a nice area. It makes a great wine garden. We will have on the perimeter, we will have art from the Town of Finland Foundation, erotic art from the Town of Finland Foundation, an exhibit that was recently at the One Institute. There was one other item there on the patio, and I can't remember it at this moment.
Well, when we come back from our break, though, we'll probably recall, and I would love to know a little bit more about this bingo, because let's tempt some people. Let's say that somebody has never experienced the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they're kind of bingo.
Oh, my.
What's going to happen?
It's crazy. There's call-outs when certain numbers are called by the sisters. Then the crowd is encouraged to participate. It's an interactive experience. Let's just say, I-69 is a real interesting number to hear called because the crowd is encouraged to react in a certain way. There's a script, and you can follow it, and it's participatory, and it'll be wild and crazy because, of course, it's an adult venue, basically, the patio, with the wine tasting and the erotic art and bingo.
I will not spoil this, but I will tell you that I did happen to go to a similar event, not with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and a few people got pelted with some bingo cards. It was very fun.
Yes.
And they served way too much candy and too much good food. I must add that as well.
Yes.
Well, there will be food at this. Being it is at Eden Garden, people are encouraged to come early, get a good seat. They will have food and wine, food and beverages for people who show up.
You and I are listening today to Mitch Brayman and to Chris Ramirez of San Gabriel Valley Pride. We're talking about Pride Is, their special event happening on the 28th of September. And when we come back, I'm going to want to tell us all about the authors that are going to be there as well. This is Over Coffee.Canon with you on LancerRadio.org.